she said, my name is Hannah Walters. I am a student in the Soil and Crop Department at Colorado State University, and today I will be telling you about my project about the evaluation of heirloom beans, dryloom heirloom beans, and to promote diversity. So to start out, I'll start by defining heirloom. It's a word that has come up more now that people are discovering new varieties. And the original definition for heirloom is it's an item that has been passed down from generation to generation in a family. And this word has become used with varieties, so you get heirloom varieties that it's a germplasm with specific attributes that have been passed down from generation to generation and aren't typically used in large-scale commercial production. So why look at heirloom beans? It's a possible market niche for farmers. You could possibly use heirloom beans in gourmet foods. As noted in the picture, they already are starting to sell heirloom beans. This is a red and white bean. And then also, take it a step further, you could start marketing the seeds to home growers who would like to add some flair to their backyard. There's also great genetic diversity when you start looking at heirloom beans. As an example, the Common Bean Coordinated Agriculture Project is looking at the bean core collection and seeing if there's looking for nutritional values in different kinds of beans and if there's any attributes to different varieties. And then also, when a farmer increases their diversity, they decrease risk to possible outbreaks of pests or disease. So the objectives to this project were to pick heirloom beans and then see if they're adapted to northern Colorado. So in the evaluation, I evaluated yield, maturity date, potential growth income that the farmer could make, and growth habit, and then also disease. So I looked at, in particular, foliar rust and BCMV, but due to time limits today, I won't be able to go into that. So materials and methods. The beans were grown in Fort Collins, Colorado, at the Colorado State University Agriculture Research and Education Center. And my seeds came from a variety of different seed companies, such as Rancho Gordo, which is actually right here. It's located in California. Native Seed Search, which is located in Tucson, Arizona. Seed Savers Exchange, which is in Iowa. And then also the Colorado State Dry Bean Breeding Project. So the beans that were evaluated were 26-inch entries of Phasiolus vulgaris, also known as the common bean. This is your pinto bean, black bean, great northern bean, kidney bean. And amethyst is an example of one of the heirloom beans I use. It's a very dark purple bean. I also evaluated two entries of vulgaris lunatus, which is your lima bean. And this is an example of this. It's a calico bean, also known as Christmas lima bean. Very pretty. It's quite big. It's about as big as a quarter. And then also I evaluated vulgaris acutifolius, which is also known as peppery bean, and I did four entries. They're very small beans, just the opposite of your lima bean. They're smaller than black beans. And here is an example of Santa Rosa brown. And then also I used a Czech cultivar, a Pinto Czech cultivar, U114. To continue with the materials and methods, the seeds were mechanically harvested, and unless they were too big, then they were hand planted on June 2nd of this year. They were planted in rows 30 centimeters wide by 7.62 meters long. The plots received about 6.5 centimeters of rainfall, and then were supplemented with 12.7 centimeters of furrow irrigation for a total of 19.2 centimeters of water. This becomes important when evaluating pepperers because they're drought tolerant, so this is actually too much water for them. Then also the beans were trellised because I had some vining beans. So to and shown in the picture is a trellis. I just trellised off 2 meters so the beans could climb. And then the plant, all the plots were harvested by hand. So in my results, I looked at maturity and yield of common beans, lima beans, and peppery beans. I looked at potential growth income for a farmer, the growth habit of the bean, and then feasibility of large-scale production of these beans. So here we have the yielding of the top 8 common beans. So as noted, UI, the pinto bean, was about 1,800 kilograms per hectare. And actually, two of the beans out-yielded that one, the Fleur de Mayo bean and Snowcap bean. So that was surprising. And then also noted the yellow Indian bean did pretty decently. This will become important when considering other factors. And the seed weight ranged, as noted, the Snowcap bean is a larger bean. It's about kidney-sized bean, and the Fleur de Mayo is more smaller, a little bit smaller than a pinto bean. Here's the maturity of the top 8 beans, which becomes very important in Colorado because we have a short season, so you need to consider that. So the fastest maturing was the yellow Indian woman at 85 days, so it's a pretty quick one. Next came the Swedish brown in the 90 days. And then as noticed, the top varieties actually were quite long maturing days. We had a very warm fall this fall, so we had no frost, a killing frost, so it wasn't a factor. But any other year, we could have gotten snow by the time before they were done. So they were, the Snowcap bean even was up to 110 days. And the pinto bean was 87, so it was very similar to the Indian yellow. Here's pictures of these beans, so you can see the wide variety. We have your Snowcap bean, which was one of the main varieties. It's half white and then half speckled. We have your Indian yellow bean, which is about the same size as black bean, and it's yellow. Now your Fleur de Mayo is a speckled type bean, cooks up similar like a pinto. And here's your pinto, Peronis purple, your amethyst, African yellow, Kilimanjaro speckled, and Swedish brown. So there's a variety of beans out there, which is really cool. Here we get into our peppery beans. Again, these are very small beans. Pictures are as follows as in here. So Santa Rosa white, it's the white bean, and then it's followed down to blue speckled. They varied in yield, and the maturity date was around the same. One thing to note with the peppery beans, all of these got root rot because it was too wet for them. They're very adapted to dry conditions. And here we have the two lima beans I tested. As noted, I was only able to harvest one rep because it didn't mature in time. And these ones, since they are viney, they have the bottom ones will mature, and you have your top pods that are still green. So it's very impractical for mechanical harvest, but could be done with hand harvesting, which increases labor for something to consider. But out of these two beans, I would highly recommend the calico bean, or your Christmas bean. It yielded very well. So to go with the gross income of beans, I'd like to note that the retail price was taken off the internet, and it may be slightly high, but these are just internet prices that I was able to find. And we're assuming that the grower price is half of the retail price. So again, your Fleur de Mayo and Snowcap bean per dollars per hectare are very well. Snowcap bean about $10,000 per hectare, Fleur de Mayo at $12,000. And then as noted, your Indian yellow woman is still higher than your Pinto, so you would get a income increase. So this was all based off of yield you get per kilogram per hectare and then price per kilogram of bean. So the feasibility of growing these beans on large scale, you have to consider maturing. So 100-day beans become very risky in northern Colorado due to frost and early snows. So ideally, your maturity date should be between 85 and 95 days. Your labor is also something to consider. A lot of these beans were vining beans, so this requires trellising, which become impractical on a large-scale basis. And the growth of the beans vary from determinate bush beans, which is... and then to indeterminate vine beans, which just go everywhere when it's left to vine. And you to get maximum yield out of your indeterminate vines, they need to be trellised. So in summary, the Florida Mayo and Snowcap bean out yielded all the others, including the Pinto. The Calico Lima bean was the best out of the Limas. And the Tepper bean, the best one was the Santa Rosa White. Maturity, by far, Indian Yellow Woman was the fastest maturing, so very safe to grow. And came in second was the Swedish Brown bean. And the growth income, again, your Florida Mayo and Snowcap bean were your top incomers. And the Yellow Indian Woman would have a higher income than your typical Pinto bean. And then growth habit range from determinate bush to indeterminate vine. So in conclusion, I would recommend for a northern Colorado grower to grow the Indian yellow bean due to its fast maturing growth habit of it's a viney bush, and then your price over the Pintos. For a high input, high income farm, I would suggest the Calico bean. And I would like to thank the Colorado State University Experimental Center Station, the Common Bean Coordinated Agriculture Project, which enabled me to do this project, and Sarah Domick, which was another student that helped me. And do we have any questions? Yes.
You indicated earlier that some beans are hand planted, some are hand planted.
Yes. I hand planted some due to the lima beans were too big to go through our tractor, so I hand planted them the day of planting, and that could affect your emergence rate. Luckily, we had a really good spring, so there was good emergence rate. But hand planting could potentially be a slower emergence due to lack of soil seed contact or moisture not being quite deep enough or shallow enough. So that can be a factor. With maturity. Yes? Correct. I took that into account in recommending a bean. The Indian Yellow Woman could be mechanically harvested, so that was one reason why I did say that one would be a good one to do. The Calico bean is not very practical because you couldn't mechanically harvest that one. Have to be hand labor. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have an idea what the market is like?
It's growing because I was able. I don't know commercial scale marketables, but definitely specialty shops. You're starting to see a lot more of them, and people. And seed catalogs, you start to see a lot more of them. So it's a growing market.
And last question,
this is only 1 year worth of data.